Daniel chapter 6, day 6. Darius makes a new decree. From the summary of the internal sense, those who were in worship of the Lord were saved. Then King Darius wrote, "To all peoples, nations, and tongues that dwell in all the earth, your peace be multiplied. A decree is set forth from me that in every dominion of my kingdom, men must be trembling and fearing before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, and steadfast to eternity, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be to the end." True Christian Religion 791. Note: after this work was finished, the Lord called together his 12 disciples who followed him in the world. And the next day he sent them all forth throughout the whole spiritual world, to preach the gospel that the Lord God Jesus Christ reigns, whose kingdom shall be for ages of ages, according to the prediction in Daniel chapter 7 and in Revelation chapter 11. Also, that blessed are those who come to the marriage supper of the Lamb, Revelation 19. This took place on the 19th day of June, 1770. He delivers and rescues, and he does signs and amazing things in heaven and on earth, who has delivered Daniel from the hand of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the kingdom of Darius and in the kingdom of Cyrus the Persian. True Christian Religion number 43. The third essential of the love of God, which is to render others blessed from himself, is recognized in eternal life, which is the endless blessedness, happiness, and felicity that God gives to those who receive into themselves his love. For as God is love itself, so he is blessedness itself. For all love breathes forth delight from itself, and the divine love breathes forth blessedness itself, happiness, and felicity to eternity. Thus God from himself renders the angels blessed, and men after death. And this he does by conjunction with them. Questions and points for discussion. After resisting a particular evil, have we ever experienced a new appreciation that the Lord truly is our Savior? Is it helpful to think of Darius's new decree when we are tempted to take credit for something the Lord has done for us? Is the idea of the Lord as our deliverer and rescuer helpful? When we say the Lord's Prayer and ask the Lord to deliver us from evil, does it help to think of the request as a prayer to be rescued from a particular evil?